Welcome to the Swinging Single Podcast with your host, AC Maxwell, broadcasting to you from the legendary crazy winter nights here in Kansas City, Missouri. For over two decades, I've embraced the swinging lifestyle as a single male. And on this show, I'm here to share my wildest tales and experiences with you. So grab some lube, tissues, and for your spouses out there, get cozy and settle in for some uncensored, eye-opening stories on the Swinging Single Podcast.
...and educational purposes only. The opinions, views, and content expressed or shared on the podcast are solely those of the host, AC Maxwell, and any featured guests or contributors, and do not necessarily represent those of the podcast's affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, or partners. Any information provided is given with the understanding that it does not constitute a contract, engagement, or formal advice. The host, contributors, affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, and partners of the podcast shall not be liable for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or punitive damages resulting from the use of or inability to use the information in the podcast or from any decisions made based on such information. The content of the podcast is protected by copyright and other intellectual property laws. By continuing to listen to the podcast, you agree to be bound by the then-current version of this disclaimer. Any questions or concerns regarding this disclaimer, please contact us at swingingsingleogmail.com. By listening to the Swinging Single Podcast, you acknowledge that you have read and understand this disclaimer and agree to its terms. Shave your cock and balls, gentlemen.
All right, everybody, this is part two of day one at the crazy winter nights here in Kansas City, Missouri. Enjoy and remember, shave your cock and balls. I don't know. He looks like a cop. Only a cop would wear a shirt like that. That's right. I don't know. But anyways, so, you know, the jealousy part is really bad if you're thinking about doing swinging and all that, because it's going to really mess up things. How you doing? And they never return a how you doing. Okay, so they're not interested. Thank you. Anyway, so we're not going to get off jealousy right now. I saw this. I thought this was a great article for you guys. And to me, it was kind of confusing, but I want to see if you guys will think it's different. So I went on Vice.com. I'll put everything in the title and all that. So Vice.com, it's in the travel section. It says, I was a jealous partner until I went on a swingers vacation. Not a vacation, but a swingers vacation. And it starts like this. Good job, honey, says the naked firefighter to his wife. Their eyes are lovingly locked, and I'm feeling a little left out. After all, I'm the one performing oral sex on him. She's busy servicing my husband beside us. If you would have told me a year ago that I would one day watch my husband get a blowjob from a stranger and not feel jealous, I would have laughed in your face. I think she probably would have punched you in your fucking face. I don't know if she would have laughed in my face, but she could be a very nice person. Who knows? I've always been a jealous partner. See, this is what I don't understand. So she's seeing her husband get a blowjob from a stranger on a swingers vacation, and she's always a jealous partner. Now, maybe the jealousy talked about that she always would be, is this person better looking than me and stuff like that? I don't know. But we'll see. We'll read on. We'll find out. If my husband or an ex-boyfriend so much as looked in the direction of an attractive woman, I'd assume he wanted to have sex with her. Okay, honey, I'm going to tell you something. How you doing? He probably wanted to have sex with her anyways. So when he would look at, men want to have sex with everything. Any good-looking woman. There's like guys like, oh, she's good-looking. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to have sex with her. Guys like, oh, she's a woman. She got a vagina. I want to have sex with her. All right. So that's, so you know what? The author is right. He probably did want to have sex with that woman. 9 out of 10 times, probably want to have sex with that woman. I've been famous for love quarrels that almost always begin with a jealous accusation. Now, I wonder if she's doing it as she, like the cheater. You know, when someone accuses you of cheating, they're probably usually the one cheating and all that. And damn, those tits look good. Oh, damn. It's kind of hard, you know, to concentrate when I got a girl over here with her tits hanging out. But anyways, nothing seemed as dangerous to my firm grip on control than swinging, which is why when I was invited as a journalist to experience 2 all-inclusive clothing optional resorts in Cancun, Desire Pearl and Desire Riviera Maya, I said yes because it's a free vacation. Fuck yeah, why not? Nothing could possibly go wrong here, right? You're a very jealous woman. Your husband looks at another girl. You think that he wants to fuck her. But nothing can go wrong here. Now, that's sarcasm. Maybe that's what she's putting in the article, that is sarcasm. But in my head, I said no to the simultaneously exciting yet worrying images that avalanched my mind of orgies and gangbangs and my husband pleasuring other women. Now, I don't know who to... See, this is what I always think of the vanilla world, that they always think that swinging events are always orgies and gangbangs. Now, at one point, when I first started, yeah, it was pretty much a lot of gangbangs and some orgies, but a lot of sex. It's really not like that anymore. If you could go to, ladies and gentlemen, you go to a hotel takeover, you go to anywhere, it's really not an orgy or a gangbang anymore. It's just couples meeting, having fun, and having a great time and all that stuff. So it's not what you would think it is anymore. So jealousy wasn't the only thing I feared. Uh-oh. As a recovered sex and porn addict who has written profusely on the subject, I've made one too many destructive decisions in my sexual past. Okay. So she is recovered sex and porn addict. Why wouldn't that swinging? Why would she? This is what. Why would she not get into swinging in the first part? All right. Now she is jealous. But, I don't know. I love this woman. I love this article. This is a great article. You got to read it, vice.com. And don't forget to go to swingsinglepodcast.com and shave your cock and balls, gentlemen. So she's a recovered porn addict. And she made a lot of bad decisions because of this porn addiction and all that. Great. And this sex addiction. Though my addiction had been cured since meeting my husband. Ooh, look at that. Husband, he has the magic dick. Her husband, we have met. I'm not going to give the person's name. You go on there, find the author. Go to her husband. Her husband has the magic cock. Thanks to a combination of efforts, Boeing, by his support, what a salacious vacation reopened that wound. Ooh. Now, I'm going to have to say she's not going to tell us yes if it had. But I think I'm going to put money on. I put $100 down that she is swinging now and all that. So they can't force us to swing, I told my husband and myself while we talked about our separate worries. As parents of a toddler, we were eager to drop her at my parents' house and be childless anywhere for 4 nights. Why not a swingers resort? Now, in my mind, it's like, oh, yeah, as a father, a single father myself, yes, I would be like, hell, yeah, let's get rid of my son for 3 to 4 days of just relaxing at a beach, not have to worry about anything. Great. Then I could always say she was so in a hurry to get rid of her kids because she wanted to get dicked down. That's what she wanted. And you know what? What another better place to get dicked down than the swingers resort? That would be awesome. So he agreed. You know why he agreed? Because he wanted to get dicked down. He wanted to dick down some other women. He agreed and then added, they can't force us to get naked either. Oh, of course they can. No swinger club, you got to have sex with anybody. You can go to a swinger club and a lot of couples now, well, I don't like it, but you know what? It is the world that we live in now where a lot of couples go to swinger clubs. They're not swingers. They just want to hang out and be in that sexy, grown-ass environment that they're. Think about it. Your wife goes can wear a miniskirt, you know, and not have to worry about a bunch of guys filling her up or staring at her and trying to hit on her at a regular club. Now, when she goes to a swing club, every woman has their fucking pussies hanging out and their tits hanging out. It's normal. It's nothing. It's not normal. It's normal there. So, you know, no one's really like, oh, my God, look at those girls' titties. You know, they're not. Okay. Yeah, look at another woman with their titties out. Hey, that's the reaction you get at a swingers club, unless she's fucking gorgeous. Then you're going to get all the people looking. So Desire isn't branded as a swingers resort. I later learned that their preferred description, couples only, clothing optional, is more inclusive of vanilla couples like us who would enjoy the fun without having to swap spit or any other body fluids with a stranger. All right. Weeks later, we arrived in Cancun in the rain. Oh, that sucks. Excuse me. A funny taxi driver drove us to the secluded Desire Pearl, where smiling staff members greeted us in the lobby with champagne and waivers. Wow. House rules included respecting their policy that no means no, agreeing not to take photographs of other patrons, and the only public sex is designated areas like the hot tub and the playroom. All right, so they got a hot tub and a playroom. So that's great. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm really getting annoyed by all the damn pictures being taken. You know, you go to a resort and they're taking pictures. Now, you're in the background. Granted, they're taking pictures of them, but you got to always remember who's in the background. Because if someone's in the background, and you know what? Not all of us are open about this lifestyle. We don't tell everybody everything. Some of us keep it quiet. We keep it closed up, and we don't want to do anything. We don't want to tell everybody. So it can be very, you know, it can be very worrisome when you take a picture and you send it on your Instagram, your Twitter account, your X account, whatever, Facebook, and there you are. You got your dick hanging out, and people know where you're at. So the camera thing, they got to think of something to do with the cameras, because you do got to worry about what's going to happen. So making our way to our room, staff members stopped whatever they were doing, sweeping wet leaves, carrying luggage, patrolling the grounds to greet us, looking us straight in the eyes as they had held their hands to their hearts. You know, probably because they've seen so many cocks and pussies, they probably told always look in their eyes. We teach them how to face a naked person, to talk to them to the eyes. Alberto Martinez, the general manager of Desire Pearl, told me later when I asked how employees handle the nudity and public sex. I find it hard to believe they could get much work done with all the eye candy. Actually, you know what? After a while, as a Caliente worker, resort worker in Atlanta Lakes, Florida, remember to shave your cock and balls, you kind of get used to all the naked people, and it doesn't really faze you at all. You just walk right by. Even when they're fucking really hot, you just walk right by them. So I should mention here that when the rain temporarily subsided and my husband and I ran for the hot tub, we found the eye candy to be just as diverse as the types of porn categories I used to dig through, vary at least when it came to body types. Among guests who ranged from their 30s and their 70s, mostly white Americans, there were thin bodies, plump ones, tall, short, small natural breasts, large silicones, small penises, large penises, hairy, and freshly waxed. And just about everybody appeared relaxed, confident, happy in their bare skin. Of course, I hope so. You got to be happy in your bare skin. All that. I would be able to see, you know what the funny thing is about the breast girl? The pasty girl? She blocked my view, so I really don't get to see a whole view of the whole room, but there's a lot of things. They got a nurse here giving IVs, drips. So if you are in the Kansas City or close to the Kansas area, or you want to drive a couple hours, I would say come down to Crazy Winter Nights at the Stony Creek Hotel here in Independence, Missouri. Come hang out with us at night. There's parties going on. Meet people, wine and dine, 69 and all that stuff. Go to swingandsinglepodcast.com, all that great stuff. All right, so everyone's happy in their bare skin. Yeah, we all know that. People are always happy. Swingers are always happier than the most happiest people, probably. So, feeling out of place, I quickly tore off my bikini top, and my husband kicked off his trunks like he never considered doing otherwise. Though I usually felt insecure about my thighs and the midsection, seeing all these body types squashed my insecurities fast. Not because I thought I looked better, but because everybody seemed to be comparing. Yeah. Like I said, whenever I take a normal, a vanilla girl to a nudist resort, just a nudist resort, not a swinger resort, within, you know, a couple minutes, their tops, their bikinis and all that stuff are gone. They just don't have them. I don't know what this stuff is. I've got an email about playing golf tomorrow. I don't know who this is. But anyways, so I'm like, okay. And they see that everyone has a mom bod, dad bod. No one has a perfect body, and people got to stop thinking like they do. Because that just hurt. That just poisoned your mind. It poisons your mind. There's all body types in this lifestyle, just like you would see everywhere else. So my husband and I ordered drinks and gave each other a look that said, everybody's naked. All right. Everyone was open and friendly in the hot tub, but it wasn't a huge orgy as expected. No shit. It never is. Trust me. I would love to counter that hot tub orgy one day, but I haven't done it. Working a year at Caliente and all the swinger resorts, I haven't seen it. Though I'm typically anxious in social situations. Ooh, that's not good. I felt at ease here. Good. You know what? And that's a reminder. Veterans, when you do have newbies, remember, try to get those newbies relaxed. Because they might be anxious. They might have anxiety and all that stuff. So just remember, newbies. I mean, veterans, help the newbies out, get relaxed, and enjoy themselves, because that's the best thing you can do for those people. And you want them in there a long time. All right? So, well, now they're looking at the couple's looking at their phone. She's looking, reading something. She might have got a dick pic or a titty pic. They're looking. He's typing in. He's moving those thumbs pretty quick. All right. Oh, she walks away. She's walking away. All right. Like children who had not learned shame, people checked each other's bodies out. How you doing? Tirelessly. Offered compliments, told jokes, and talked openly about their fantasies. Some of the conversations were ordinary, too, ranged from jobs to neighborhoods. Mostly white-collar and affluent, as a resort is not a budget one. Remember, if you're going to go to Desire, you're breaking the bank. So, you know, 3-day stay could be $5,000. And we were surprised by how many people talked about their children. Now, when you go to a swing resort like Desire, you can always make up shit. I do, you know. Because really, you know, my kids are not your business. Everything else is not your business, you know. Things I do is not your business. But people will tell, swingers will tell you everything about themselves if you let them. And like I said, you cannot trust everybody in this lifestyle, because there are some shit dog people out there where they will use it against you. I know people where they call the bosses of these people because they didn't fuck them and they didn't play with them. They rejected them, and they will call the boss and tell them, you know what your play was doing this weekend or whatever. And like I said, you just got to be watch out. But if you want to tell everybody everything, that's great. You do you. All right. So, of the countless couples I talked to over the 4 days, we met only two without kids. Lucky. Do your kids know where you are? I asked one couple in Ohio. Absolutely, the husband answered. In fact, our 16-year-old daughter picked out her mom's lingerie and sexy costumes for the theme nights. I am never, ever going to have my son or daughter pick out anything for me in swingers. You know when they're going to know I was a swinger? When I'm dead and they find all the dildos and all the chains and whips and all the pictures I have. That's the win. But you know what? Some parents are very open about it, where they tell their kids everything. So when they noticed my look of surprise, which quickly turned into admiration, he explained further. Everybody back home knows we are here. We tell our colleagues, friends, family, everyone. Then he offered a simple yet revolutionary ideal. The way we see it, if they have a problem with our lifestyles, we don't want them in our lives anyway. Make things easier. All right. But see, now what they're saying is that would be great if we could all say that. If they don't like our lifestyle, we don't need them in our life. But the problem is, some of us have jobs that we do have to worry about what people think. We do have those jobs. We do have those communities and all that. And, you know, some people actually do care what people think of them. I don't. Like the people at work, I don't really care what they think of me and stuff like that. They think I'm an asshole. So what? I am. Big deal. But you know what? It'll be awesome if we can all think this way, but some people can't. So if you can't think this way, don't worry about it. Don't feel bad. You know, just enjoy, you know, and all that. Enjoy life. Another woman raved about buying her teenage daughter a vibrator for Christmas and the surge of pride she got when she saw the vibrator unwrapped and under her daughter's bed. Now, I get it. My kids are going to be sexual. Your kids are going to be sexual. It happens, right? And I just think, like I said, I wouldn't freak out about my daughter having a vibrator or anything like that. I would just have her using a vibrator and fucking a guy, you know? So that ain't no big deal to me. I was taken by this kind of openness. It was kind I wanted to have with my own daughter when she grew up, and the direct opposite of what I had with my own mother, who had only once addressed sex with me as a girl, pointing to my crotch and saying, "Don't let anyone ever touch you down there." I learned not just from my parents and our Catholic background, but from TV, books, and songs, from fairy tales to rom-coms and pop songs galore, that nobody respects sluts. Men are the ones who cheat. Women are the ones who cry. Relationships are fragile things. And even though I consider myself to be much healthier now, I still had hang-ups. Jealousy was one of them. But so judgment of the kind of people I would meet at the resort. All right. So there's a lot to unpack there. I like it. Nobody respects sluts. I think that's kind of true. You know, I think that's kind of true a little bit. Men are the ones who cheat. No, women cheat a lot too. Women are the ones who cry. Men cry now too. Relationships are fragile things. Of course, relationships are very fragile. You got to be very careful of any relationship that you have because it is very fragile and all that. And you know, and you can ruin your relationship. So, I don't know. Got to be very careful out there. So, anyways. So, she's happy. But I think she's going to be a good mother. I think she learned a lot from this. She'll be more open with her daughter and all that. And she's got to remember, they're going to have sex at one point. Like I said, I always had guys, boys come over and going to beat them up and stuff. I'm like, why? It's just going to make her want those guys more, you know? And it's just like, your daughter's going to get back. She's going to get pounded one day. So, you know, make it where she comes to you. She has problems and stuff like that instead of driving her away. Anyways, like many before I arrived at Desire, my knee-jerk reaction was that swingers are strange, maybe even pitiful. This is what I think is funny. She is a recovering porn and sex addict, but yet she's judging swingers, saying they're strange and even pitiful. Whereas, you know, aren't maybe a porn person addicted to porn? Can't you say the same thing in sex that they're fucking strange and pitiful too? So it's like the pot calling the kettle black. It was something middle-aged people did when they were bored with their spouses. It was probably the husband's idea. But after visiting the resort and actually talking to the people there, I realized how wrong I've been. Nobody seemed bored or out of love. People who've been married for decades kissed and fondled each other in public like teenagers. And women weren't just pulled along for the ride. Many of them had initiated discussion to come to the resort, or if they hadn't, they'd still been the deciding party. Yeah, like I always say, you got to be very careful. Talk to your wife about this stuff. You know, now women are getting in. Women are very more open-minded now these days. You know what? That's one thing I like about the Zoomers. You know, they're more open about having sex and having swinging type of sex and all that stuff. Not like women my age and older where they're kind of hesitant. You know, I'm not going to do that stuff because, you know, I think people might think I'm a slut or stuff like that where, you know, who gives a shit? But, you know, it's good that both men and women are going. The ones who make the decision to come here are women. Martinez explained later to him, me, the one who accepts it is the woman. Remember, she's got to go along with it, so she has to be accepting of it. Women did seem to be more aggressive than the men at the resort, of course, because if a guy touches anything, it's all hell breaks loose. Now, if a girl grabs a titty, oh, how funny it is. Most compliments I received were from women. Have you had a baby? No way. And most passes come from the women. I can't stop thinking of kissing you, may I? And while some husbands were often quick to start a friendly chat with women and men alike, whether they seem sexually interested or not, women often held back from chatting unless they wanted something more. Scanning the tub or dance floor as if stalking prey. We've been here 6 times, a Midwestern man told us after he left the hot tub for the lobby bar, where people mingled in lingerie and sexy party outfits. His wife, sitting beside him and studying the room, had swirly designs around her nipples. Oh, she might need this lady next to me, the pasty lady, selling pasties. And I think, $20. She didn't seem interested in talking to us. 6 times she repeated, and we've never been off the resort's grounds. I found this surprising, especially with children, with Ichinitia, whatever that is. I don't know. It's a Mexican. I can't say it. Just a short drive away. Did they really spend their whole vacation having sex? When the man told us that they weren't swingers, I found it even harder to understand why they would come here. We just think of it as live porn, he said. Very good. Like us, there were a vanilla couple. We'd meet several of them over the next few days. One man told me that he wasn't against the idea of swinging, but nobody had met his wife's standards yet after 9 trips. Okay. I don't know if I believe that. 9 trips, you haven't. Now she's putting out a little show. She's got her pasties all over her body on her back. Taking little pictures over there and all that. Great. This ignited a tinge of insecurity in me as I wondered, do we meet her standards? Uh-oh. Rejection. Like I said, there it goes. Isn't it dissatisfying, I asked him. He laughed. Sometimes the excitement of wondering whether or not it will happen is enough to last the whole year. Fantasies can often be more satisfying than the real thing. Of course, there weren't only vanilla couples. After dinner the first night, having not seen anybody have sex publicly, we decided to head back to the hot tub. Now it was dark. It's when we witnessed our first public orgy. Ooh, sweet. Though I read it in the waiver, my initial reaction was that it was against the rules. It is allowed? I asked the husband quietly, but he didn't answer. He was busy watching the two couples swapping and moaning and tangling of the limbs under the moonlight. When one of the men enjoying a blowjob switched with his partner so she can now be on the receiving end, he waved us over. I looked at my husband, who was looking at me, waiting for me to decide, swim away or join in. Now, this doesn't seem like a non-swinging couple, because usually that would be like, you wouldn't even think. If you're just a regular vanilla couple, you would not even think about this. But anyways, that's when I experienced the key feature of the desire concept. I decided for both of us. When the man waved us over, we stopped being a vanilla couple and became swingers. At least I did. With jealousy still at the forefront of my mind, my husband probably sensing that, I fooled around with the two other women while the men watched and only touched their respective partners. Ugh, boring. At one point, I looked over to the nearby pool and met the bartender's eyes. They really don't break eye contact, do they? I thought. After we were satisfied, I untangled from the two other women and we all swam over to the bar like old friends. Each of us giggling and nuzzling our partners, turning back from extra business goddesses to doting wives. I'm Ginger, said one of the women, extending her pruny hand to me for a handshake. Nice to meet you. Checking it out. I'm just reading the story about a vanilla couple that goes to Desire and all of a sudden now they're swingers. Who would have thought? But yeah. All right. So over the next few days, as if that first night with the group had unlocked something in us, My husband and I played a game of how far will we go? Oh, boy. Now, this could either fuck up a relationship or it can have a lot of fun in this relationship. Oh, whatever. Anyways, so they finally, we booked a sensual couples massage. Oh, that sounds fucking good. At the spa where the male masseuse and my husband female masseuse brought us close to orgasm with their hands before pushing our massage tables together and letting us have at it. What the fuck? Oh, that's pretty cool. So I want to know, I hope she goes into more detail. No, I guess not. They're not going to go into detail. We met up with the same couples from the hot tub for more water play, which eventually moved to somebody's bedroom, and I watched my husband grope another woman's breast while the other men groped mine. Then I watched him get various blowjobs while random faces dove between my legs. All along, while guards came down and boundaries got pushed, my husband and I checked in with each other, and the other couples did the same. Hands and mouths are okay, right? Some husband asked. If you put your penis in another vagina, I'll murder you, some wife responded. Are you feeling okay? My husband and I took turns asking each other. Is this okay? The answer was always yes. What I found most interesting about seeing my husband pleasuring someone else was that I didn't feel rage, resentment, or fear. So, this is where we come back. How was she ever a jealous person? Because she doesn't sound jealous. Maybe she was jealous because she didn't have it locked down. Maybe if she had another man locked down during her sex addiction days, she would have been all for this swinging and all this stuff. But she didn't have it locked down. How you doing? You all right? So, I'm just saying, maybe because she had him locked down, he ain't going nowhere. She would, you know, she got over that jealousy type of stuff. This was probably because I was doing it too. It could be. Yeah, that could be another one. But also, you could have him locked down. Even more, I wondered if I'd been wrong about how it would feel to swing. Natural, fun, and free. Then what else would I be wrong about? Maybe my recovery from sex addiction was more about indulging my sexuality than restricting it. Maybe swinging and non-monogamy weren't things to hide from the people I knew back home. You can hide it if you want, including my children. But something had to offer as an honorable possibility, an alternative route to the same old stories we get fed about marriage through our families, our churches, our media, and beyond. And maybe jealousy, control, and possessiveness weren't the best ways to keep my marriage intact. I agree. You don't want to be possessive. No jealousy. You don't want to be jealous. You know, you remember, ladies, you got it locked down. You put a ring on it. He put a ring on it. You got that locked down. All right? She going to leave you? She going to leave you. He going to leave you? He's going to leave you. It doesn't matter. So why be jealous? Why control anything? Maybe if you're not controlling, maybe you're more open to the little getting some hoochie-hoochie, some little sucky-sucky, and you get some licky-licky, maybe you'll all be happier. Maybe those were surefire routes to breaking us apart. How you doing? Anyways, so, this is getting interesting. She's getting oral sex. They're starting what we would call, would that be soft swap? No, I don't know what that would be anymore. That would be full swap because you are swapping other people. But anyways, but it's not like we abandoned our boundaries completely. Some of the best sex I had on the trip was with my husband alone. That's foreshadowing right there. Some of the best sex I had on the trip was with my husband alone in our pristine childless hotel room as we went over our daily adventures. On our third day, as we moved from Desire Pearl to Desire Riviera Maya, which had an even more rambunctious crowd, we met a firefighter and his wife at the bar. We hit it off right away, talking about our prospective neighborhoods back home, our jobs, and our children. They had been in the lifestyle for years now, and when we told them what we'd been up to the last few days, they explained we've been doing it what's called soft swap. No, that's not soft swap. That's not soft swap. Soft swap is where you fuck in the same room, but you don't exchange partners. You fucking, ugh. Anyways, which seem to be a level higher than vanilla. Unlike full swap, soft swap couples do everything but penetrative sex. And my husband and I both vocalized that we were cool with that. We had no intention of going further. I wonder if it does go further. Everybody has their style. The firefighter's wife said she had kind eyes and a soft voice. She smiled often and asked thoughtful questions, which I liked, and seemed to care about us, which I later learned was important to her. She didn't like having sex with people she didn't want to be emotionally intimate with. Connection turned her on. So basically, they're dating. Great. More daters. Let's see. Hours later, I'm going down to honor husband, and she's going down on mine. Despite what she said about connection, the firefighter's wife seems more interested in her husband than mine, and I'm okay with this. Although I do wonder if I'm doing a good job. A bad job, actually. After we switch positions a few times, the fire says, you guys want to try full swap. Now, see, this is what they got. They got. You know why they got? Because this couple saw newbies. They smelled the blood in the water, and they knew that newbies are very easily turned into full swap. All right. The lady lied. She said, oh, I need a connection. But then the woman, the writer says, I don't think doesn't even seem to like my husband. There seems to be no connection there, but yet she's giving him a blowjob. So, this is getting interesting. This is a great article. Like I said, go to vice.com, shave your cock and balls, and go to swingandsinglepodcast.com. Since I haven't had an orgasm, I consider it, but I look to my husband first. He didn't say anything, just stares at me. Again, the decision is mine. Of course it is, girl. You women run this fucking lifestyle. But I'm starting to feel uncomfortable with the responsibility. Yeah, I can see that because, you know what, it kind of sucks. So her husband, what he should have said, she says, honey, you can do it. If he wanted her to do it, he should say, yeah, go ahead. If you want to do it, go do it. Then that way it takes less off of her and all that stuff. So, you know, it is something that he should have done as a husband. But, you know, he's new. They're newbies. They don't know this stuff yet. So, you know, you can't really get angry about that because they are new and all that. So, to buy time, I ask questions that I really ever asked at the height of my sexual addiction. Do you guys have condoms? They both shake their heads. I scan the room quickly. Surely, at a place like this, condoms would be abundant as miniature bottles of shampoo. There doesn't appear to be any around. I check the fridge, an odd last resort. My breathing slows, and I feel the mood shift. The husband and wife settle into our bed to cuddle and chat, and I nuzzle into my husband's beside them. But I have no interest in chatting with them anymore. The wife tells us a story about another swinging couple they knew back home. It's funny the things you end up getting jealous over after you start swinging, she says. Our friend is very short and has a tall husband. She watched him have sex with multiple people and had no problem for years. But then one time she saw a woman at a swingers club get on her tippy toes to kiss him, and that's what drove her mad, she laughs. Being shorter than him was their thing, special to them alone. This woman was taking her place in the most surprising and unusual way. Watching her kind eyes bounce from her husband back to us, seeing her soft curls on my pillow, feeling her light caresses on my arm as she talks, I suddenly want them to leave immediately. It's not that I regret what we've done, or that I don't like them, but I simply like my husband more and I would rather chat with him. He and I almost crossed our final boundary, and I feel the need to connect and talk frankly about how we both feel. All right, so it's getting deep. Ooh, so you got food. Where did you get food? They got food over here. Got some, looks like they got some fries, some chicken. So what is those? Looks like some onion rings over there. So that's good. All right. Where'd you get the food? Bar? Uh-huh. Looking good. Good bar food. Is it good? Mm-hmm. It's really good. All right, so good. So remember, if you come to, what is that place called? Stony Creek Hotel. Get the bar food. It's pretty good. Oh, we got two sexy ladies walking in here, strolling in here, looking good. Acting like they got a little pimp walk on them. No, I'm just looking at her. All right. So you got a little pimp walk in there, okay. Wearing all black. Johnny Cash. Joanna Cash. The ladies in black walking, acting like pimps. No. All right. Anyways, so she wants him to leave. Though I think unsafe sex is dangerous, I'm suddenly glad there is no condoms in the room. I politely tell the couple that we have dinner reservations, and they get the hint and gather their things. What would have turned into a long evening of shared hopes and fears, more insight into our past, the warm stories about our children back home, has instead turned into something quick and semi-anonymous, and somehow that feels safer and sexier too. And though I have had my fair share of loose and casual sexual experiences in the past, I don't feel bad about this one. I don't feel bad about anything I have done on this trip or anything I haven't done. And there's another, even more rousing reason I'm glad we didn't do full swap. We left something to explore for next time. Should there be a next time? Based on how much we've been talking about it since we got home, I think we just might be. And, ooh, that's Erica Garza on Twitter and Instagram. Ooh, I'm going to follow her. I'm going to check her out. Uh-oh, pimp walk. Doo-doo-doo. Girls checking it out. Oh, they go, no, they're not going to stop. No, you got to stop at the, no. Oh, they didn't stop at the two. Oh, there you go. Go get them. Got to go get them. Bring them back. Bring them back over here. Bring the pasties. All right, so this is written by Erica Garza. You can follow her on Twitter. But I'm trying to think. Now, I think, let me see. I'm going to go on Twitter. Let's see if I can follow her. Oh, what the hell? So I got to sign back in. Because fuck it, so I don't know why I did that. But anyways, don't matter. So I think what happened, when they got home, they talked about it. Hopefully they were smart and they talked about all the stuff. And Miss Erica found out that it's not like what she thought swinging was. Because everyone thinks swinging is a bunch of old people having an orgy. And it's really not any of that yet. You know, you never know. All right, so I'm trying to find, can I cut? There I go. I just go pay. Oh, the count does not exist. All right, so let's X out. She has an Instagram. Let's see if she Instagram. Did she quit? If she doesn't have an Instagram, she went to full swinging mode. Because she went into full swingers mode. Let's see. Come on. Here he is. Okay, her husband's got a beard. All right, not bad. She's a very good looking woman. But I think, like I said, I think they talked about it. And hopefully, you know, whatever decision they did make, that it was the right decision for them. Because I said, you know, having that one and only person in your life, that do or die type of person, is worth everything. It's worth more than swinging. It's worth more than all the money in the world. And, you know, you just got to be able to understand that. Sometimes people think swinging is more important than a relationship, where they want to swing and all that stuff. When it's like, hell, don't do it. Because if you do that, you have all that. All that awesome stuff. I don't know. Whew, but, you know, it's been an hour, 90 minutes. Actually, I've been talking for 90 minutes, 6:12. I think this thing's going to end at 7. So I'm going to get out of here at 7 o'clock. And like I said, I'm supposed to go to the Fantasy Club downtown. Gonna go check that place out and all that. So, you know, it is. But that is my story. I'm sticking to it. You know, when it comes to jealousy, just be smart about it. Understand that there's people gonna be stronger, faster, bigger than you. So, you know, you just gotta don't worry about it too much. You're gonna be fine. You know, you're gonna enjoy life and don't worry about what other people are thinking and stuff like that. Because, you know what? It's not worth it in the end. All right. So like I said, this is the Swinging Single Podcast. AC Maxwell coming to you live from crazy winter nights in Independence, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City. We're broadcasting from the conference center, one of the conference rooms here. They got a bunch of setups. They got we got the beautiful pasty lady here showing off her beautiful breast. We got some BDSM type stuff, ropes, things. You want to buy a rope, you want to buy a tumbler, you want to buy something to drink out of that has some nasty shit on there. You can, not mean like inside of like suck my dick type of thing on the side of the thing. You got some of those tumblers, you got some pineapple hats, you know, the upside down pineapples, international swinger signs. We got signs over here that light up and all that stuff. We have an ASN award booth here. We got Basis Dicks Pro 13. I think that's a, what do they call it? I think it's a video for people to look at. We got nurses here. If you have a hangover and you need a quick hydration drip, they got those over here too. If you want to check those out, we got some health people here. You want to get STD tested. Remember to get STD tested, you know, get all of them tested and get it, all that stuff. You'll be a lot good to do things and all that. Hey guys, do you know where all the events are going to be? The main or BDS? Sorry to figure it out. Yeah, they're pretty much all over the place, you know. Ooh, hello. Got a nice couple here. There's another one in black. I think, oh, maybe it's a black and white party today. Maybe that's why a lot of women are in the black and white. A lot of people are in black and white. Me, no. I'm in my usual suit and tie. You know, you got to be, like, when you're a single guy in this lifestyle, you got to be very, very, you got to be able to, you know, dress nice, act proper and all that. But a lot of guys don't. So, you know, what else can we talk about? Hopefully, like I said, hopefully the party, let's see, I got to go to it. I want to give you the lowdown. Kansas. All right, got to go here, check it out, what events are going on. All right, it's called the Fantasy Lounge. I heard it's pretty good. Someone told the people next to me in the booth told me it's a pretty good place. It's newer, so, you know, we'll see what happens. It's $80 a seat. For a couple to go, it's $80. For a single female, it's $40. And for single males, it's $80. Before 11 o'clock and 100 after 11 o'clock, all right? It's BYOB, all right? They do not serve or sell alcohol. You can bring your own. They have setups and ice available. The Fantasy Lounge is a BYOB, bring your own beverage and bring your own condoms and all that stuff. Let's see. They allow plastic and styrofoam coolers. Plastic and styrofoam coolers are not allowed. If you bring one, you can place your beverages in an ice bucket and check your cooler for the pickup. I like that. You know why I like that? Because it takes up room. Some of these coolers these people, couples bring in are fucking huge and just way out there. And it's just a lot of stuff, you know. So, you know, and it takes up room for everybody else. All right? And all that stuff. Let's see what they have. It's upscale atmosphere. Dance floor with LED club lighting, 4K HD TVs to enhance your DJ, BJ experience, modern upscale lounge seating, 9 private playrooms, great, open play areas, and much more. All lifestyles rules apply. Yes, no means no, consent is mandatory. You don't want to be doing any of that bullshit. You know, so that's where I'm going to go. Let's see. Let's see. They got 84 people have RSVP'd and all that stuff. So we'll see if they do. I don't see a lot. Let's see. We got one couple looking for a guy. We'll meet some new friends. Okay. Most of it is couples and women looking for. Couples looking for other women. So all that stuff. Let's see. Nothing. See, I'm very interested because I've never been anywhere in Kansas City. Like I said, whenever I go out of town, I always want to go to the local swingers club to check it out. Like I said, I'm going to give a good and honest review. So hopefully, you know, it's a good place to go. All right. Not that I'm going to say, oh, it was horrible because I didn't get laid or anything like that. Hopefully the door, all the stuff is great. It's not crazy and stuff like that. But who knows? Who knows? Let's see. What else I got? Let's get high. All right. There hasn't been a lot of couples coming in around. They always stop at the pasties ladies spot, which is good. You know what? That's smart. Have great tits, do pasties, put the pasties on, show them what they look like, and you get a lot of customers. And she probably made a lot of money. I think she's probably, honestly, I think she's making more money than anybody here, because a lot of couples are stopping by and they've been on their $20 for pasties. All right. And they're sweatproof too, so that's good. You know, your titty sweat, right, ladies? Your titty start sweating and all that. You don't know what to do. All that stuff. So who knows? Anyways, how's everybody doing out there? Anyone have any questions? This is email the questions at swingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com. Go to swingandsinglepodcast.com and you can do, I don't know. Check it out. Email me. Talk, see. Maybe you want to get together. You want me to come to your event? You can do DJ your event, make fun of the people when they walk in. Damn, girl. And all that stuff. They have a content creator, PR people here, where they can, you guess, you get your content creation, you can start up your kick your content creation career. Now, I heard the average OnlyFans girls make only about $200 a month. Because it's funny, because everyone thinks that's just like a license to, you show your pussy and you get a license to show your, you know, shit. You get, you do OnlyFans and you just print money to show your pussy and feet pics, but it's not the way it is. You really got to, you know, if you don't have a following, you're not, it's not going to work. You got to be able to do something that's original on those OnlyFans. And like I said, I'll spend money on OnlyFans, but I'm looking at, am I able, does that girl fuck people? I don't want to look at, I could look at nude naked women on the web, so why would I pay $10 to see naked pictures of someone? I want to see her fucking, pumping and fucking and sucking and dunking, all that stuff. That's what I want to see. This is what I'm trying to tell people. This is why my show is different than everyone else. I tell you what I want. It's my show, right? Swing and Single Podcast with AC Maxwell. That's me. So I say what I want. So I want to see her fucking. Then I want to know, is she able, would I be able to fuck her if I met her? And if it's a yes, hell yeah, I'm going to subscribe to her. I'll pay $10 a month just because it's the fantasy that maybe, just maybe I'll be able to fuck her. But, you know, like I said, you know, some people are just different, built different. They don't care. They'll put down, plop down $100 a month on girls and all that stuff. Jesus Christ. But me, nah. I want to be able to know I'm going to be able to fuck that girl. That's why some of the porn, the OnlyFans girls I subscribe to are all, they fuck their fans. And I'm a fan, and I wouldn't mind fucking her. You know, you hear that. You hear those porn stars, ladies, AC's got tested, I'm tested, TTS tested, or talent tested services and all that. I do that. You get the three tests. You get the gold, the MGen, and some chlamydia ass swab and shit like that. And it's good to go. So, you know. I still haven't fucked Holly Hotwife, man. I think that's my, you know, I got a sad life one. That's my number one goal in life, to fuck Holly Hotwife, you know. Not saying that she's a bad person. I'm just saying it's kind of like, you know, some guys have goals to be millionaires. My goal is not that, just to fuck Holly Hotwife and all that stuff. All that. So, hey. So you never know. Got another couple here with their tumblers looking around, looking at the pasties. They didn't buy any pasties. Oh, well. How dare they? They should have bought the pasties. All right, now they're looking at the ropes and all that. Poly rope for $20. Okay, cool. Oh, boy, it is getting tired. It is hard talking for 30 fucking minutes all day, all the time. Or 90 minutes that I've been doing it. I'm going to do a lot of editing this week, which sucks. Because I really don't do much of any editing at all. Because, you know, this is what it is. It's not professional. This is just amateur. I'm not going to make any money off this, right? Unless I start making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year off of this, talking about this kinky ass shit, but I don't know. Let's see. Have I ever had? I always been, you know, jealous. Speaking of the jealousy, keeping on that topic, you know, I always been jealous of the other guys in the lifestyle that just know how. Like, I'm an introvert. I'm only extroverted when you talk to me. If you don't talk to me, I won't talk to you. And I think that's what kills my, you know, chances of getting more action in this lifestyle because I'm not extroverted and I don't go out there out of my way. Like some guy, I'm always jealous of those guys that just go can talk to every couple and not feel weird about it. Like I feel like some of these people feel weird because you always talk about the creepy single guy, and I don't want to be that. But you kind of have to be that creepy single guy because no one's going to talk to you if you don't talk to them. So, you know, I'm trying to think of times where jealousy, I've never really been, that's the only time I'm really, those are the only people I'm jealous of. I'm jealous of those people that could be the car salesman. You know, they could sell anything to you. They could sell ice to Eskimos. And it's just like amazing how easy it is for them. They make it look so easy, and yet I fucking try. Look at me. I'm in a fucking three-piece suit. I look nice. I put nice cologne on. I cut my hair. I comb my hair. You know, I trim my beard up. I don't look like a damn caveman or anything like that. I do all this stuff, and it's still, a lot of times it don't work. You'd be surprised. You know, some couples will do appreciate where they will take me over everybody else because I dress. Then when they talk to me, they know, understand I can talk, that I actually have stuff to say. Ooh. She has a nice haircut with the sides shaved on there, looking good. Kind of bluish. She's kind of like the same haircut as me, which is cool. Beautiful lady there. Anyways, so those are the type of people I'm jealous of the lifestyle. Now, outside of lifestyle, jealousy, you know, people that can make stuff with their hands, you know, carpenters, electricians, all that stuff. That's kind of cool. Like, I always like, I wish I could understand it. You know, I can watch every YouTube video and all that stuff. I still just can't get it right and all that. Sometimes I can. Sometimes it's just the little things, like the bigger things. Like I wouldn't want to be able to tear down my kitchen and redo my whole kitchen or do my whole bathroom. But yet, you know, you can because I'm just not that inclined. I'm jealous of those people. They're able to do that with no problem. Oh, yes. All right. Anyways. Uh-oh, two beautiful ladies are just pulling up in the pasties. They're all smiling and all that, so they probably all know each other, which is good. Hopefully they take off their tops and show us the pasties. Anyways, those are the type of things, jealousy. Jealousy with dick, cock size, you know. Yeah, you know, size matters in this lifestyle. People say, oh, it don't matter, they don't care. But yeah, when it comes down to it, they do care about the size of the cock and all that stuff. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But, you know, I can't help that. You know, what can I do to help make my cock grow? You know, you see all those TikTok commercials of the fake-ass, what porn guys do. Porn guys already got fucking 9 inches. They don't need any more. They're good. They could do whatever. It makes their dick grow. So, you know, it's one of those things like, okay, I can't. You had to really, I was jealous at first, but then after a while, you're like, fuck it. I don't know anymore. I can't help it. That's what I was given. I'm just got to do the best what I got to do. Like it's like I said, if your cock is average, learn how to eat pussy real good. Use your tongue and use your finger. I don't have to express to you gentlemen how much you'd be able to lick and do your fingers at the same time. It is. And it's getting loud over here. They got a lively bunch over here. Been drinking a lot and all that stuff. And they're looking at those pasties. Hopefully they buy some. Hopefully it's just not one of these looky-loos and all that. Hopefully they buy it. Like I said, I want people to make money. Fuck it, make money off of this shit. Someone's got to make money. Why not you? All right, so, you know, you have those type of people and all that. And it's just one of those things where I can't help it. So, you know what? I had to learn how to deal with it. So, you know, jealousy is not there. Maybe envy, but you know what? After a while, I seen so many guys that can't get it up. It's like, you know, maybe it's better off I got 6 inches because I can stay hard all the time and I don't have to worry about people, you know, having those issues with me. No ED issues and all that. So, you know what? I'm one up on them. So, you know, after a while, you realize you don't have to really worry about their the cock size and all that. So, but that's it. Nothing. I already don't understand. I'm skinny. I'm never going to be built. I'm not going to have six-pack abs, shit like that. I'm going to be fine. It's going to be okay. I'll live. I'll learn to fight another day. But, you know, it is what it is. So none of that stuff has to worry. How you doing? None of that stuff has to worry me. And I don't get jealous about that stuff anymore. Because, you know, jealousy does kind of wind down after, you know, your age and all that gets going. Still, fuck, man. Don't. Damn, man, I gotta stop this shit. So, you know, I don't know. Who knows anymore? So, but anyways, I'm gonna get, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna be out of here because it's just getting a little too hectic out here. The thing's gonna start closing up soon. And, you know, trying to talk about something is just getting too difficult. I'm getting too crazy. So remember, go to swingandsinglepodcast.com. Go to swingandsinglepodcast.gmail.com to get everything. Get all that great stuff. Do all that stuff. You'll be fine. Have a wonderful day. Remember, shave your cock and balls and keep on swinging.